Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 98 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we are discussing love, the most important strategy in leveraging data. So the superintendent sent an email out to the staff of the entire district asking if anybody wanted to give an ed talk on the first day when staff gathers and comes back for that first day. And this is something that I would talk about if I was selected to give that type of ed talk. So this is essentially the presentation that I would give to the staff on that first day as we get ready for the students to come in. It's something that I would like the district and the staff to focus on. And that is, well, the data is important. It's the stories behind the data, the people that make up that data that really matter. So how many of us have heard of data-driven decisions or data-driven instructions? Everybody, right? If you've been in education longer than 2 minutes, you've been hit over the head with the concept and the language so much that it's now just part of our educational existence. In the next, 6 to 10 minutes of this episode, I'm going to reveal the single greatest strategy that will leverage those decisions and that instruction and provide the greatest impact on your students. So I'm adopted. My biological mother delivered me when she was 16 years old. I was born with some physical deformities. If you imagine a bullfrog, when it ribbits and the membranes around its throat expands, I had a blister on the tip of my tongue when I was born, which required surgery, and that blister needed to be removed. I was also born with extra digits on either or on each of my hands, and those were removed as well. And so if you look at me now, today, you wouldn't know that these pieces of me were removed. What you can't see is that I was also born with dyslexia and ADHD, and that as a child, I also had a speech impediment, which you can still sometimes hear today when I'm speaking long form. And as a result, I really struggled to read up through and to the end of elementary school and into middle school. I was even put in a special ed class for a short time in sixth grade. And all of this created a lot of self-doubt and insecurity, things that you can't see. So why am I telling you this? And that's because there was one circumstance that profoundly changed the trajectory of my life. I got the chicken pox. Why is that important? It's important because I was too sick to play. I couldn't leave the house. I was stuck in the couch with a ratty blanket and just miserable with that pink lotion that they put on you to stop the itching. And it was during that two-week period that my life changed. I can trace back to that particular moment when my educational trajectory kind of started to move. My mother sat and read to me, and she read The Adventures of Zorro from a Walt Disney book of collected stories, and I can still see that book in my mind's eye. It was a couple inches thick and had a green cover and a green back and had a yellow binding down the back there. And those stories, and that particular story, transported me to other worlds. And it wasn't just the stories, it was her spending that time with me. It was love. It was in those weeks that I became a reader. And that was just the beginning for me. If it hadn't been for the love, I wouldn't be where I am today. Love enabled me to raise my test scores in that specific area and change my data. Love is the strategy that can provide the greatest impact on your data-driven decisions and data-driven instruction. So what does that look like in your classrooms and in your schools? For me and my personality and my high school grade level, which I'm the leader of, it's greeting the kids when they come in, smiling at them, dapping them up, being genuinely happy to see them when they come back from missing a day or three, and telling them that we need them there. But also having that empathy and that sympathy if they can't make it every day. What that reveals to them is the respect that I have for them as people. And for me, the two greatest indicators of love that I can give students as an educator are trust and respect. So that means I need to allow them to make decisions and to have choice. I need to respect them enough to hold them accountable and also have those high expectations. I also need to spend as much time with them as I can in my role as principal. So what's the data say about this love strategy? I can tell you that we had less discipline issues in our building, and I can tell you that we had no fights on our school campus. At a micro level, I had a student who I had to remove from our traditional day program and had to place her in our virtual academy, which is our after-school online program. And the student was, of course, upset that she was removed, but eventually she got her head right and she buckled down to work. And she showed that she was ready to be a student, and she earned her way back to the day program after that first semester. And once she got back with us, she continued to perform well and make the honor roll. And she is now one of the senior leaders and is in charge of a bunch of different activities, or at least one of the people in charge of those different activities. And I showed her love by holding her accountable, continuing to connect with her even after her poor choices, and then trusting her to lead her classmates and putting her in positions of responsibility. And there is a lot of invisible aspects of our students that we can't see. We can't see their brain chemistry. We can't see what they go home to on a daily basis. All we see is their actions, and it's up to us to interpret them in the most loving light that we can. Showing the students that we love them despite and sometimes because of their actions can change their lives and change their data. Love is the single most important strategy to use when leveraging data. What are your thoughts on strategies that can be used to best leverage the data that you're collecting? You can share your perspective in the comment section of the corresponding blog, Love, the Most Important Strategy in Leveraging Data, at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And let me know what you think. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please share it with your friends. And for more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, you can check out my other blogs that are also there at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And if you'd like a condensed version where you don't have to search back and forth, I have a small little handbook, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can find that on the website as well. If you are an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on both iTunes and Podomatic. We have new episodes weekly. They come out Tuesday and Thursday. And if I'm lucky enough, I try to get another educational leader and have them chat with us, and I put those out on Saturdays. If you're interested in sharing your own experiences as an ed leader, you can email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. I'd love to take the time and chat with you. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join our Facebook group. Just go to Facebook, type in The Principal Entrepreneur, and our private page will pop up. It will ask if you are an educational leader. You just say yes and tell me what you're doing. And we will be happy to have you join us on or join us in the group. That is it. Just one more thing. If you would like to help us out here on the show, just give us a rating and review. That helps other educators find the show and helps give some credibility to the work that we're doing, which makes it easier to get other educational leaders on the show. It just gives us some of that credibility that we're doing some good work, and I'd appreciate that. And that is it for this episode. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.